Welcome to the Cap'n Nation, high-octane world of tunes and tech, coffee and all things caffeine. So sit back, relax, and pour a mug of your favorite brew, because here it comes. Hello everyone, you're listening to Cap'n Nation 004. My name's Paul, and I'm going to be your guide today here on the podcast. I think it's been going pretty good so far. We have four podcasts out on the schedule that I had hoped to keep up with. If you haven't figured it out by now, being that there's two podcasts out on Sunday, and this is going to be the second podcast out on Wednesday, we are a twice-weekly show here at the Cap'n Nation on the aforementioned days, Sunday and Wednesday. So shows are usually around 11 o'clock at night. They're done and up, so you can probably get them on Monday and Thursday morning, respectively. Before we get things rolling here today on the podcast, I'd like to thank the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Well, if you remember our last podcast, we were playing a song from Mike Puskas called Follow Up the Plow. Well, after we were done, and I think around Tuesday, I actually got an email from the artist, because I said I wasn't sure how to pronounce his name. He actually told me, so I hope I got it right this time, Mike, and I hope we're going to be able to feature Mike again on the Cap'n Nation here. This brings us to a minor segue in the program. I'd like to put our address and name and everything out there a little bit earlier in the show this time in case somebody didn't tuned out after the last song. You can reach me at pzulbox@podomatic.com. This show lives at pzulbox.podomatic.com. You can call our listener line at 206-600-3076. That brings us to the end of the segue and on to more music from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. The next artist coming up is A. Prometheus, and the song is called Hibakusha. This artist has kind of a old-school deep purple feel to it, a little bit of the Battle Rages On, if you know what I'm saying. If you happen to know me and like to come over and listen to that, or have me shoot you a little listen over the phone or something like that of that song, I can, but really kind of sucks that they're cracking down on the whole recording industry thing and playing them on podcasts, because I'd really like to give you a good comparison. Anyway, just keep that in the back of your mind as you're listening to A. Prometheus and Hibakusha.
Your mistake was to survive. never could shine. I remember, I will tell. If I could shine, we must only if I could shine.
As I said before, that was Hibakusha by A. Prometheus. One of the things I like about that song is it has kind of like a ghostly quality to the vocals and great rocking the guitar. I'm a sucker for a good guitar, so this song really definitely fit the bill. Alright, first up today here on the Caffeination, newsworthy-wise, we have a couple things from Slashdot. As soon as I can pull it up here. First thing's actually a little bit of an older article, but I thought it was kind of interesting. It's called Keyboards Are Disgusting. Apparently, a couple people did some studies over in Sweden, and they tested your keyboard, and they tested your mouse, and they tested a couple of other things. I think one of the things in a different study was the desk that most people work at. Then they tested a toilet seat to see how many bacteria and fungus, comparatively, are on each one. And according to this, the per square centimeter, there's 33,000 bacteria, pardon me, and 130 on a normal toilet seat. That's more than a little scary when you really look at it, but think about it from a different angle. Your desk and the keyboard and everything, is that's all exposed on a daily basis, 24 hours a day. You're eating, you're drinking, you're going to the bathroom, you're doing everything, and you're coming back to your keyboard. Most of the time, your rear end really isn't exposed, so it's not collecting as much baggage as things which are out and about all the time. Well, the next little nugget on the news wire today actually came from a couple different sources. It has to deal with everybody's favorite silver computers in the world. Yeah, we're talking about Apple. Well, Apple, in their latest version of iTunes, put out the, which happens to be 6.02, put this funky little feature into effect. It's called the Mini Store. What happens every time you play a song on your computer, no matter where you got it from, illicit means you just happen to have a whole lot of CDs that you ripped, or you bought it from Apple's venerable store, they put a little notation in your account, let's just say, and send it back to their store so that they could recommend music for you. Now the problem here comes in where originally, this feature was just automatically enabled. Really wasn't mentioned too much, it just something new that popped up. I kind of saw it coming when they had the little links next to the artists by default that you could click on them, even on artists that you didn't buy from iTunes. You could click on them and go to the store. I kind of figured something like this was coming. The only problem that people have is, you know, basically, it's basically privacy. You didn't give them the permission to do this, and they're doing it automatically. Well, that's exactly what I was gonna say about 4 days ago. Seems that they came out with a fix for it today, and now it's not automatically enabled, but they allow you to put it on if you really want it. Eh, took the wind out of my sails on that one. But I still had to mention it anyway, because I had it planned. I figured that by on the podcast telling you exactly how I felt about the service, even though they fixed the initial problem that most people had, might give you second thoughts if you were going to enable it, and you really didn't feel about that Apple should know the extent of your music collection. I know personally I have around 7,000 songs, probably between my wife and I, there's maybe 105 or 110 that are from Apple. They have no reason to know what the other 6,900 songs are. I mean, I know what I like, I don't need somebody to recommend music to me. So, unless it's an indie artist or somebody that hasn't had enough exposure, I really don't feel like them cramming the latest single from Kelly Clarkson down my throat. Since I'm on a little bit of a tear, and it doesn't qualify as a full rant yet for those of you who know me, I figure I'd give you an update on the LG VX9800, my brand spanking new cell phone. Well, I went on eBay, as everybody suggested, and bought the data cable so that I could begin to modify the phone as I see fit, since Verizon sees fit to cripple the hell out of it before they give it to me. This would probably be a good replacement for a PDA if they didn't cripple it. That's neither here nor there, because Verizon's not going to change just because I think they're idiots. Alright, well, I get the cable in the mail today after waiting about 15 days, and it turns out it's the wrong cable. Now I look at the guy's reseller rating on eBay, and he's had over 300 negative comments in the past week since I've bought from him. So, yeah, I know it was only $9, and that if I went to the store it would be 60, and you get what you pay for, but, just not feeling the love on this one. We'll see if I actually get the RMA put through, and they'll switch the cables out. I don't know what the hell phone this is to, but it's not mine. Alright, well, figure we're gonna cut it short here and go on to the caffeinated news. Sorry, it's a little bit light on the computer news this time. I got a little carried away with myself. I'd like to talk a little bit about other caffeinated beverages and things that you might know and you might not know about some of the other caffeinated beverages that are on the market. For instance, last time I talked a little bit about the sugar high and how the sugar high can actually affect how long your caffeine buzz lasts. In this vein, shall we say, you might want to steer away from most sodas that have high fructose corn syrup and sugar actually in the ingredients. Those are forms of sugar. They're forms of something that's an energy source that's going to wear out a lot quicker. That being said, I absolutely love Jolt Cola, so I don't think I'm ever going to stop drinking that. Well, there's a couple different beverages on the market that I've tried in the past couple years that I think you might want to know about. The first one's Balls, B-A-W-L-S. It's a strange drink. It's slightly caffeinated, sweet, comes in a blue bottle with like little dimples on the outside, and it seems to be the favorite drink of people at LAN parties. This stuff is awesome. It gives you, it has like a guarana in it, or guam, I don't know how you say it. You get another pronunciation problem. So if Mike Puskas is out there and feels like telling me how the hell to pronounce that one, I'd appreciate that too. But it has a couple other different herbs in there besides just the straight up caffeine, and I think that actually has sugar in it, but to lesser quantities. And that gives you a nice high sustained buzz. There used to be this stuff on the market before the Red Bull craze called Red Devil. This stuff came out thick as syrup, and it had probably about as much caffeine in it as an entire pot of coffee. I used to live on this stuff for late night programming. So if anybody happens to know where they sit, where they can find it, I'd be greatly appreciative if you could tell me where it is. That's PZULBOX at Potomatic.com. Okay, so we're running a little bit long tonight, so I figured I was probably just going to throw the next track down and let you people deal with it and hope to give you a better show next time. I'm not really happy with the quality of this one, but I definitely wanted to get it out tonight because I'm not able to really concentrate on the show today. I want to make sure that you have the highest quality entertainment for the next time. Well, at least the songs on this one's are good. This one's good, right? Alright, well, upcoming we have, from the band 22, that's period 22, the song called Huggy Bear. Don't really know what attracted me to this when I was doing like a random look through the archives, and just kind of liked the sound of this one, liked how it kind of hit me, so hope it hits you in the same way. I don't know if I've told you this before, but all the music here is from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Actually, I have told you that. Actually, you should probably go over there and take a little bit of a look around, because you can listen to every single one of the songs that I played here on the podcast individually. You can click on the little play button next to them and hear them. They got the top played, top listened to, a whole bunch of stuff on there. Here they're opening up a store soon, so you'll be able to buy your favorite Brother Love, Mike Puskas, or anybody else we happen to have played, or 22, like right now. So as I said before I started dawdling, we have 22 with Huggy Bear. Strange little song, kind of a complete opposite of the other one we had going on today. A little bit angry as compared to the Hibakusha by A. Prometheus. So, yeah, I'd like to kind of switch it up. If there's a kind of music you'd like to hear on the podcast, send me a line at pzulbox@podomatic.com. There's also two other small little features on our website that you're probably currently looking at or did look at to get this podcast. The first feature would be the comment section. So if you'd like to leave a written comment, you can just click the comment thing at the bottom of the post, and it'll come up with the little form for you to fill out, and you can leave comments for all to see. You can also join our mailing list or call the number that I said at the beginning of the show. That would be 206-600-3076. This is Paul signing out from the Caffeination Podcast. Stay caffeinated, people.